Pork Fried Dice would like to wish all of our listeners the happiest of holidays.
Hi, I'm Nick, and the things I love most around this time of year are presents, snowflakes, snowball fights, and especially the magic of Christmas. But not eggnog. Ugh! Merry Christmas, everyone!
Hello, it's Rafina. I would love to wish everyone a warm and happy solstice. May the gods and goddesses bless us everyone, no matter your religion or alignment, if you're good or neutral or even kind of evil-seeming. I can't stress this enough. I think everyone is wonderful, no matter what... Oh, hey guys! Look at the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow! What were we talking about again?
Lank Stumpers here. I'd like to wish everyone a joyous Kwanzaa. You know, I think our group could learn a lot from the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Things like unity, purpose, collective work, responsibility, to name a few. You'll notice that these principles don't include leaving every town we've been to in flames.
I'm Bethwack, and speaking of flames, I'd love to use my breath weapon to light the candles on this menorah. But seeing as how I breathe acid, that's not going to work. Oh well. Happy Hanukkah, anyway. Oh wait, Will, maybe you could use your scorching ray.
I only celebrate Festivus. And my favorite thing about Festivus is the airing of grievances. I'll start. I'm particularly pissed about-
Will, I think you've aired plenty of grievances.
Yeah. Why don't we start with feats of strength, Will? I wonder who's the strongest in the group. Let's find out.
Nope, never mind. I celebrate nothing. Bah, humbug!
Happy holidays, everyone!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You're first, right? And he points at you, Rafina, without looking at you. He says, you, stand here.
And Will, like, knocks on the door. What? What's going on? I've never been in here before. Hello.
Well, hi, Will. We've just met the son, whose name we don't know. Hint, hint.
Huh? Oh. Hello. Let me chew on this ice first so that I thought it was going to be more time.
Will's been down to the kitchen, comes up with a sandwich. Oh, you're ready? You're ready for me already? Oh, let me,
Sorry. Oh, excuse me, hello. And he's knocking on the door. Hello. Hello. This is crazy in here. Sorry I'm late, everyone. And he glares at Batwack.
Batwack might still be changing a diaper. Are you there? Are you back yet, Batwack?
Oh. I didn't know he was gone.
Oh,
he
no.
He sneaked away and he only told me.
Yeah. Hello. I have just arrived.
You've just been glared at. Will came in as Will.
Let's reenact the whole thing where Will is pretending to be the bear.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Everybody, give me a laugh.
Yes, there you go.
So you're being glared at.
It sounds like he's going to do experiments on people or something. So that's kind of all that Will got out of him. Apparently, he does not agree with the Baron. All is not well. And it sounds like he's maybe a weird attic dweller. I don't know. It sounds like he doesn't get out a lot.
He's like Richmond from IT Crowd. He's the emo in the closet.
Yeah. And Will just came. Will left and he said, as the Baron, he said that, oh, I'm going to go get that other guy. He's late. I'm going to go get him. And then Will comes back in. He's like, oh, hey, sorry I'm late. Hi, everybody. What's going on? And he glares at Batthwack because he's like, sorry, I'm late. That's when he glared at Batcrack. Batcrack. Buttcrack.
Batcrack.
Thanks.
That's what I'm going to call you now.
That's not going away.
Not for Will. What I miss, guys?
So, hi, Will. This is the Baron's son, and he won't tell us his name.
Oh, yeah, what's your name? Hello, I'm sorry. You know what, the Baron, he's so rude, right? You don't like him, so I'm going to call him rude.
I'm Victor.
Oh, Victor.
You, stand there. He points to you, Rufina, again, and points at the...
Is this going to hurt?
No, before you move into that space, what are you doing, Victor?
Huh? Oh, magic.
What kind?
Oh, you're here to help me, right?
We wanted some more information first.
Yeah, right.
So you're not going to help me?
Oh, yeah, we are. So, helping you, we have so much we're being paid to. We have to.
We just have some questions first.
I love your cats.
Yeah. I'm going to get out of Barovia. This place is stupid.
Why can't you just leave?
What? Are you stupid?
Well, yeah, I am a little, but...
There's the mists. You can't get out.
So you can't get out of the mists. I know that. That's why I want to know. If you don't know how to get out, and you're...
I do know. We got to make this work. And he points at the circle on the floor.
What have you tried? Who have you tried to send out of Barovia?
This is a teleportation circle.
Whoa.
I've already tried it on... I tried it on Joseph, and I tried it on Melanie, and they're gone. I want to try it a couple more times and make sure it works right, and then it's time.
Well, now, when you say gone...
Yeah.
Do you mean they escaped, or they are no longer with this...
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know where they went.
How can you...
They could be in another place, or they could be dead.
How are we going to let you know if it works?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to just see what happens.
Okay, so...
I've changed a couple things. He points to a couple symbols on the floor. I did this here. I changed this line here. This book here. He pulls out a book from the desk. This tells how to do it, and I'm just figuring it out.
Who wrote the book?
I don't know.
I want to know. Can I see it?
You gotta cite your sources, young man.
Okay, here. And he hands it to you.
Okay, can I read it?
It's very old. It's,
Teleportation Circles for Dummies.
make an Arcana check.
Okay. 19! I'm on fire!
On fire!
Okay.
I set it on fire.
Did you add your Arcana to that?
I didn't even.
Oh, wow.
I think it's just a 1. I don't think I have a great Arcana.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to find it. It is 1. Yeah, okay. So 20.
All right. Looks like it's a spell book, very old. Mm-hmm. From what you know about magic, I mean, this isn't really your thing, using spells, but you get a sense that it's
written
old.
By Blinsky. I write this book. It's for children.
It seems old enough that it might be, like, not just, like, outdated, but, like, uninformed.
Oh.
Like, it seems pretty primitive from what you even just know about, like, you probably have encountered, maybe even employed magic users in the past or whatnot.
Okay.
Just the wording in it seems to be kind of archaic, but not in, like, the cool magic-y way of, like, how things are worded weird. Just almost, like I said, primitive. You see that what is heavily marked and, you know, sort of bookmarked and, and dog-eared are these sections for teleportation circles. But you think it's incomplete, basically. You think that it's kind of part of what you need, but not everything to do it right.
Okay. Wow. Where did you get this? This is pretty great.
Yeah, it's my dad's library.
Your dad's library. You know, okay, so this is pretty great, but some of us have some magic as well. And we're probably going to be able to help you better than being just sent away. I think that personally what I could do is bring you people to use as your test subjects, but probably not these guys. These guys are probably more useful in other ways.
I have an idea. There's some thread over there in that pine box, right? With the fabric and stuff. I can hold on to one end of the thread and you hold on to the other. And then you can teleport me. And we can see if the thread, if I can just yank on the thread when I'm outside of the mists.
And
okay.
Will is like making a cut his slash his throat motion, like, no, Rafina, not a good book. He doesn't say that, but he's like turning in as subtly as he can, like, no.
Oh, do you have a bug there, Will? You're itching.
Yep.
Neck.
Super itchy
Blank
bug.
Looks like he's thinking very hard for like 5 seconds, and then he looks at Will and nods in agreement.
While you're doing this, he has gone over to the chest and gotten out a spool of thread and has handed one end to you and is kind of pushing you towards the circle, Rafina.
Okay, you know what? I just realized this thread is the wrong kind.
Oh, yeah.
He drops the spool that he has, and he starts rummaging through and finds another kind and hands you the end of it.
Oh, you don't have any of that magical thread, do you?
No. And he grabs the book out of your hands, Will, and starts flipping through it.
We need to find you a better book, I think.
This book's good. I learned lots of stuff. Do you see my cats?
Do you have any other spell books? Do you have any other books about magic?
Mm-mm.
Because I do. Would you like to borrow some? Because they might help you fill in some of these symbols. Are they written in chalk or something? Like, what are they written in?
They seem to be carved into the...
Carved in.
Mm-hmm.
How did he change them?
It looks like he added lines.
Yeah, because
you
know...
You can also see how maybe some were tried to be maybe filled in or something.
Wait,
like
say
that.
Say that again? What?
Some of the carvings were maybe even tried to be filled in.
Carvings were filled in.
Mm-hmm. Or like rubbed, like scraped down.
Okay.
It looks like he's been working on this for a while.
Yeah. Also, who are these kids over there? Who are these... I'm just wondering. Have you tried them?
Don't talk to them. They're bad.
Uh-oh.
I try to teach them, and they don't listen. They're in a timeout.
Like a time and space continuum timeout?
Yeah.
They're bad.
Can I go talk? I can't talk to them?
Don't talk to them. They are in a timeout. They don't get to talk to anybody.
What if I'm like a bad guy, and I can talk to them and scare them a little bit? I can totally punish them. And he looks at everyone else, and he's like, I am... a bad guy.
He looks at you seriously, nods. He looks at you in the eye. This is the first time he's looked anybody really in the eyes and says, he nods.
Oh God, that is bad. He looks the bad guy in the eye. Okay, Will goes over and, you know, Will goes over and, oh man, he's scared. But he's like, just kind of inching his face along to see if he can see if they have faces. I mean.
As you get around the front of them, you do see they are painted wooden dolls dressed in children's clothing.
Okay. Phew, you hear Will sigh audibly. Okay.
How are those guys there, Will?
Oh, they're totally fine. Totally, absolutely fine. Nothing to worry about. I've scared them good with my demon powers or something. Is the guy watching me? Is that red?
He's gone back to flipping through the book.
Okay, so he's not watching. So if the guy isn't watching Will, he'll just touch one of the dolls and kind of shake it a little bit just to show people that it's like a stiff doll.
Ah.
So are you still going to go first? Who's gonna go?
We would like to help you with your methods.
I've only got to try it on two people.
Yes, that is a concern on its own.
There's four of you here. That's a lot of tests.
It is, but you know what?
There's only two servants left in the house. I don't know who else we're going to get to try it.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Baron. Oh, this guy. All right. So you can do some spells. I can't remember. When did he do the spell to stop the spell? Oh, that was when the Baron was
when
in
you were
here.
There as the Baron.
I was still there. Oh, okay, I was there. I can't remember if I was the real Baron or what's going on. I don't know who knows what anymore. Your dad said that you can do magic though, right? I mean, you're a cool magic guy.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
Duh. He like holds up his sleeves, shakes his robe sleeves around you, at you.
Is your dad a wizard too?
No.
He didn't disclose that.
No, he's not. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it because he thinks it's all cool here, but you think it's bad here, right?
I don't know. He was just saying some weird stuff.
He was saying weird stuff?
Just now. He was here. He was saying that things were... He agreed with me? I don't know.
Well, did you teach yourself or did you learn magic from someone else?
No, this book has got it all. This is like the book. Mm. If you don't have this book, you don't know what you're talking about.
Who told you that?
You can tell. Look at what I've done. Look at my cats.
That's amazing.
Did you want your cats to have skin, maybe?
Huh? No, I made them out of bones.
So you made them from bones. You didn't expect them to have more than just bones.
No. I made the bones move around.
It's very, very, very good. Very good, Victor.
Yep. Do you want to go? He points at the big dragon guy.
Maybe in a little bit.
We're all dealing with a toddler at this point.
Well, see, we were all... So we've been hired by your dad to help you, but the other thing is we have information, mystical information, about kind of making this land better. Because it's not good right now. We all agree, I think. We all agree that it's not good.
It's stupid.
Right, it's so stupid. It's the stupidest land. I come from such a much better land. But we have, like... information and stuff. We're like on a quest to make the land better. I say this with such sincerity because that's so my quest. We need to know some things from you as well. Like, you're the key. You're so important with mystical prophecy stuff that we've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And he kind of straightens up a little bit. His robes settle down around his shoulders. The white stars on them kind of gleam.
Ah, here we go. Butter you up. Yeah! All right. Well, yeah, I mean, because...
He would look a very striking figure. The robes, though, are in pretty bad shape. The edges are kind of tattered and torn. There's some singe marks. Looks like it was probably, like, a very, like, vibrant, like, royal purple, but now it's kind of faded.
Hey, Victor. Did you ever try teleporting Isaac?
No.
Does he know about all your tries here?
Mm-mm. No. I don't tell anybody what I do up here. My dad, well, I thought he would stop it. I don't know. No, I didn't tell him anything.
So your dad didn't even know you were up here? I mean, like, doing what you're doing up here, or?
No, I tell him not to come in.
Oh.
He doesn't pay attention to me.
Does Isaac leave you alone, too?
Yeah. He's doing other stuff. He doesn't come up here.
So does your mom know you do stuff up here?
I don't want to talk to my mom.
You don't want to talk to your mom?
No. Was mom? Your, not a baby.
Your maternal figure. I'm not calling her your mommy. I'm just saying the person who birthed you.
Yeah, I'm a man. I don't talk.
Of course you're a man. Listen. No, Will's like, yeah, you are a man. Look at the magic you have made. This is amazing.
Where is everyone standing right now?
I don't know. Where is everyone standing? He's.
I'm trying to remember.
He's at his desk looking at the book still. Basically, this whole conversation is him while he's flipping through the book. Where's everybody else standing?
I just went and checked on
You're
those
by
dolls.
The kids.
Yeah, but I walked back to the. I've been talking to him for like 10 hours. I've walked back to him. Will is close to this guy because this guy is somebody who Will can influence.
Is at that desk in the middle.
Yep, middle of the room.
Where is Bathwack?
Where's the glyph?
It was on the map. It is where the rug was. It was under the rug, so the south side of the room in front of the pine box to the right of the door.
I'm just leaning with my back against the wall and to the left of the large desk in the middle of the room. Okay. Got 1 foot on the wall behind me.
Got it.
So Bathwack is close to the kid.
Kind of.
Well, he's on the other side of the desk.
Yeah.
If
Lank wanted to say something to someone quietly, I'm trying to figure out which person would be least likely to be overheard.
Well, it's either Bathwack or Rafina, depending on where Rafina is.
I was over by the bookshelf, but I have slowly wandered, because we're talking, I'm just sort of in the middle of the room.
Okay, so it'd be either Bathwack or Rafina. You get the feeling that you could probably pull one of them away, and he would not notice.
Alright, since Bathwack's against that wall, sort of gesture to him to walk over next to me toward the door.
Okay. I'll just meander over there.
That this person is capable of the murders we encountered downstairs? He wasn't surprised
really
that his dad was up and wandering around.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't seem surprised at all, so I think he'll be more surprised to find out where his dad really is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I found this magic stick. That's what Rafina said it was.
Hmm. Do I have any idea what that is?
You kind of know what Rafina knows. It looks like something used to augment magical energies. It doesn't seem to be like a holy object, though. You wouldn't think someone in like a paladin order would use it. It would be maybe more like a wizard or a warlock or something like that. Maybe a sorcerer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm not sure that's so useful to me, but, you know, I'm sure that someone will be able to find use for it.
I was hoping someone would be able to use it. All right. Lank is tempted to keep exploring either the room up here or go back downstairs.
Okay.
I wonder if we... Should we risk going? I mean, he sent two other people. I mean, they're either dead or they could be somewhere really unpleasant. I don't know. I mean,
That they're somewhere that they would need help.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the thought occurred to me, but I don't really know.
I guess I had just.
I mean,
assumed
it seems like a big risk. Yeah, I'm not sure how we find out.
I can't tell if Will's making any headway with him or not.
I don't think he even knows what happens. I mean, I think we have basically no idea, except we know that Will is at least giving us the impression that his magic is not so great. I should say that really quietly.
I'm going to keep looking through this room and see if I find anything else.
Yeah.
Hey, Victor.
Hmm.
I get this.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yes and no. I need to know what other magical forces are around us so that I have an idea of what we're up against here. What can you tell me? This is from a professional speaking here. What are the magical influences in this space?
What do you mean, this room?
I mean in this house, in this general vicinity.
Those guys downstairs, they don't know anything about magic. All the magic that matters is right here.
What about evil forces?
Well, evil? I mean, there's Strahd. He's a jerk. There's the mists. Everything is stupid, and nobody... There's, like, no magic in this place.
Well, except for you.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's why I need to
why
get out.
Why would you say that? But the thing is, you know, this place needs magical people like you. Yes, because here's
place is stupid.
It is stupid, but with you, it could be better.
I don't care.
What? Wait a second. That's ridiculous.
I don't care.
No. Don't you want to be like the king or something?
Not at this place. It's stupid.
No.
And nobody likes magic. Everybody doesn't care.
Nobody likes magic?
They just want to drink wine
about?
And just...
Alright, none of us drink wine, first of all. So we are already with you right there. Alright. But what I'm saying is, you don't want to teleport out of here. You don't want to be teleporting people everywhere. You want to make something of yourself. You are a very powerful wizard. I mean, clearly powerful. And your dad has shut you up here. I mean, man, I know the guy is paying me, but jeez. He's shut you up. You're like all hidden up here? You shouldn't be hiding up here.
No, he didn't put me here. This is where I want to be. This is my study.
Wait,
this
so
is
you
my...
don't want the whole house? Like, you don't want to be mayor, or you don't want to be, like...
He, like, almost, like, shudders when you say that.
Okay, well, do you want to be a traveling wizard?
Sneers.
A magic wizard of the entire, like, you know, having adventures in the land? I mean, you probably want to get out of this house. You've been in here for what? And he looks at him like, 27 years? How many years?
Well, you'll talk about, like, you know, like, there's the Amber Temple, but that's, like, really far away. And I don't have a way to get there. It's
in the
mountains. It's cold. There's supposed to be lots of magic there, but it's too hard to get there. So I'm just going to get out of Barovia and go find more books like this one.
Who else do you talk to?
Huh?
Who do you talk to, Victor? Who are your friends?
What do you mean?
Do you want to leave because you don't have anyone to talk to?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
He wants magic. He wants more magic, I mean. He already has magic, but he wants more magic. He wants to be super powerful, and he doesn't have to get out. First of all, it's not like if you get out of this attic and go travel the Amber Temple, your awesome teleportation circle here isn't going to go anywhere. It's going to stay right here, and we can make sure that it stays here. We can make sure your dad doesn't do anything to it. But I think that you should get out of here.
You're gonna go to the Amber Temple?
Oh, yeah. We were going to do that at some point. Do you want us to take you there or something?
He just, like, freezes and just kind of stares at the wall, like, off into the distance. While he's staring at the wall, Lank, so you start rummaging around through, do you, like, head in a different direction from the door?
Yeah, but I'm staying near the door in case I'm, so, like, I'm on the other side of the path from where I found the wand.
Okay. The rod.
Or the rod, rather.
All right. Bathwack, you see Lank start pawing through stuff, maybe clambering over. What do you do?
I'm going to go back in the room. Okay. Since Lank's not talking to me. I want to hear what these guys are talking about.
All right. Lank, roll a percentile die.
Before today, I had never done this.
Now you will be sick of it.
6.
6. All righty. Again, you... run across a lot of junk. You start making your way a little bit further from the path. You find a bunch of, like, cookware and, like, storageware, like, different, like, ceramic pots and mugs and things. But among that, you find something that looks very odd. It is also, like, a ceramic... It's, like, a jug. But it's odd because you pick it up. It actually seems like it holds something in it. But rather than just have, like... the jug with, like, a cork in the top. It has, when you hold it, it looks like 10 different spouts. All stoppered up with a big, fat, flat cork. Evenly spaced all around it. It's kind of circular. And each cork has etched in it a symbol. A different symbol.
I keep finding things that I have no idea what to do with.
It weighs... You'd estimate hefting it maybe a little over 10 pounds. You're looking at some of the symbols. One of them has a bee on it.
The letter or a...
An animal. The insect.
Okay.
Yes, a honey bee. Huh. One of them has like a classic like water drop, teardrop symbol. Huh. One of them has what looks like maybe the symbol of waves. One of them has a clump of grapes. And so on and so forth. But each
Whoa.
One is different.
How many? 10?
10.
Oh, there's got to be, like, honey and, like, wine.
They're evenly spaced so that if you set it down on one of the corks, one is at the top. So, like, they're across from each other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You should try blowing across the mouthpieces and hear, you know, the music it makes. Sounds like an ocarina.
Yes.
I'm going to carry it back toward the door. Hey, Bathwack! Mm-hmm. I just gesture at the thing in my hands. Any ideas?
I'm going to take it like I totally know what it's for, And
drop it. Just go.
And put it in my pack. Thanks, Blank.
Do you know what it is?
No, not really. But let's have a drink. I don't know. Or let's open it up. But actually, we should probably pay attention to what's going on in here, don't you think?
I was just... This may be... The kid isn't saying anything worthwhile. He's like, I want to send you to places, and he doesn't know how to do it, and the book is evil, and I'm trying to find something useful out here. Just look like crap and putting in your pants. Did you say pants? Wow. You actually glitched out when I heard, like, whatever you said you did with it. It sounded like you said you put it in your pants.
I threw it in my pack. All right.
In your
pack. No, I don't know what it is. Let's pull out. You said there are corks? Let's pull out a cork. I'm going to pull out the one by the bee.
That's actually on the cork itself, just so you know.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull out the bee cork.
You pull out the bee cork, comes out, just with a little effort. It's well fitted, so it sticks in there, but it doesn't, you know, take a strength check or anything to pull it out. And you pull out the cork.
Check this out, Link. Oh, you can't see me. I'm going to slowly tip it to see if it pours.
Okay. Just over, like, the ground, or...
Yeah, for now.
You pour, and out of the lank. Out of the lank. This is amazing. Lank's mouth opens up now.
Oh, that'd be so amazing.
Out of Lank's mouth pour bees. No. out of the jug starts to pour honey.
Wow.
Ah, delicious. Do you have any bread?
We need some dent biscuits.
Yeah, I know. We can, have some, we can spread it over my playing cards.
As it starts slowly oozing down to the floor, we are going to pause, because I don't know if it's because we're talking about water sloshing around. I need to go to the bathroom.
So good time to stop.
Yep.
Let's take a break, and we will come back to see if the honey has made it to the floor.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay, phrase.
Now we are.
Back we are. There we go. Didn't want to miss that gem. All right. So, Bathwax starts pouring honey out unceremoniously into this dusty attic floor. Imagine that, everyone. And we can go back to Will, Rafina, and Victor.
I don't know what the hell we were saying.
You were talking about... What he doesn't want to leave. He wants to rule. Amber Temporal.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, like, you're a really powerful wizard. And, like, I mean, I'm sure you have all kinds of information on you. Like, you know, like, what? Okay, so one of the things we were hearing about in our travels, because we're all magical people, too, or most of us are. We heard about something to do with Petrovna's grave. Now, I know, like, your mom is a Petrovna, but, like, mm-hmm. Is there, like, a, what's it called? A mausoleum? Or a family graveyard that you might have heard of in your research and or you know, because of your own experience? Obviously, that was the dumbest sentence ever. You wouldn't have researched it. It's your own family.
Well, there's dead stuff buried everywhere. These cats were behind the Wachter house. There's the graveyard by the church.
Well, what would Petrovna's grave be?
Well, that's my mom.
Right. What? I'm sure doesn't she come from some Petrovna? Isn't that how the names work here? Or
he kind of shrugs. I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, who cares?
I care because it's the key to some more magical stuff. And we want more magic, you know, us magic people. And he, what the hell can I do? I don't even know what I can do. I chill, warm, and flavor him. No. Oh, man, I don't know what I freaking do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does Rafina step in with a cool cantrip of her own? While Will's like, well, look at what I can do.
I can close doors at will.
Do you? The door is open.
Slam!
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that's not all, but it is for now.
What's your point?
Well, I mean, okay, so we're in search... People, like, magical people are always in search of more power. Come on, right? You want more power. You want more magic. We know... I mean, you're already amazing. You've done this yourself. I mean, that's impossible. Who can even do that? That's awesome. But, don't you want more? We have information from some other magical lady in this land who kind of told us that there is something powerful regarding Petrovna's grave. Now, I don't know if there's a family plot or a... you don't know anything about that? No?
I don't know.
All right.
Who like, thinks about that stuff? I don't know.
Who thinks about that stuff? I'm just telling you why you should think about it. I'm just asking you for your brain power.
I don't know. Probably in a graveyard or something. That's where they put dead people, right?
What's the graveyard?
Like, I don't know, any graveyard.
Like a church grave? The one that we've already been to?
I guess. I don't know.
What are these bones here, Victor? What are you using them for?
Oh, those are more cats from the... I got. They're part of them, anyway. I can't fit them together right. They don't work yet. I'm missing some parts.
So you're, like, digging up a lot of cats... They have a lot of cats in their backyard over there?
I found a bunch, yeah. Look, I made these. These are the rest kind of leftovers.
Where do you think... Why do you think they all sort of died and were put in the same spot?
I mean, they were older, and if you look, you can tell that some of the bones seem to be fresher or more eaten away of the cats that are wandering around. I don't know, they probably just died. They're not, like, all, like, in, like, a mass cat grave or something. Like, they're just in their pet graveyard or whatever.
Pet cemetery?
Trademark.
Well, what I would propose is that we come back, that we return later with some other magic books that are equally as awesome and perhaps awesomer.
There's no others in the library. This is the only one.
Is this the only library in the whole town?
There's no, like, library in the town. I mean, there might be some in people's houses, but people are stupid. They don't care about magic. Nobody's gonna have any magic books.
All right, well, what about this one? And Will goes through his bag and he takes out the demon book. It's not like a magic spell book, but
all the way back from
old school. I have, like, a couple books, I think, but
okay.
Yeah, you don't know what they are, but they, at least they're magical. They're evil, but, you know, maybe they would impress him. Books. Right. See, look, books, you nerd. I'm just kidding.
Do you hand it to him, or?
Yeah, no, I hold them up. I'm like, look, magic books. I'm magic, too, even though I couldn't think of a spell before. I was too tired. I've been conjuring things all day. It's like 2 in the morning right now. Come on.
I know.
It is.
I'm very tired, but I can do magic, too, okay? And I don't want to set anything on fire or hurt anybody, but I'm pretty powerful. And he makes his eyes fiery while he looks at him.
Did you learn that in those books?
Oh, yeah. Some of it. Some of it I've learned in my travels. So you should be traveling, man. I mean, that's where you learn it.
Okay.
You just told him not that you wanted him to stay in Barovia.
No. I don't mean travel outside of Barovia. I mean travel in Barovia. He wants to go to the Abbey. Or wait.
Yes. Amber. Yes, it does sound like he doesn't get out much.
Yeah. You need to get out, man.
Should we make that our day trip tomorrow? Is to the Amber Temple?
Well, that's pretty far. It's through, like, a mountain pass. It's really cold. It's dangerous. There's gates and stuff you have to go through to get there.
Well, we could use magic to do it. No problem.
All right. Well, let's go now.
We're tired.
We haven't slept in, like, about 24 hours. Or at least, like, 16 hours, probably.
And we also want to check on our friend Blinsky. Rafina swivels around and stares at Victor to see if he reacts.
He's looking at the books in Will's hand. He does not react at all.
Like, I said Blinsky, the toy maker.
Toys are stupid.
So stupid. Victor, you're my man.
Lank goes, yeah!
Victor, did Blinsky happen to make these toys for you in the corner that are facing the corner?
Ah, shh. They're real. They're real kids.
I mean, no. They are so still that...
She's talking about the treasure chest.
You say toys in the corner. Yeah, he looks over at the bookcase. I don't have any toys in here. Toys are for babies.
No, no, no. She was thinking that the chest over there in the corner, she thought it was like a toy chest. But, you know.
No, it's a real chest.
Yeah. It's a real chest.
It's got my new robe in it.
It's got his new robe in it. Hey, you have a new robe? Let me check it out. Want to see it?
I didn't finish it.
I want to see it. Come on. You're a magical wizard. I want to see how awesome this outfit is. Come on, man. Like, Will is, like, really trying to. Like, when I do that, it's really, like, Will is really like, come on, man. You're awesome. Go get it. Let's see it.
You would think most people would either be like, yeah, like, either really, like, jazzed up by that mm-hmm. or really like, why are you patronizing me? He's kind of neither. He's yeah. just like, no, it's boring to make robes. It's just like, you sew stuff and you sew more stuff. I'm not going to do that anymore. This one's fine.
Wait, okay, but wait. Rafina, I'm sure, like, you're like a little old lady. You could probably sew some robes. Sorry, Rafina, you're a young man. I forgot you don't like to be called lady.
You're an average-aged dwarf.
Yeah, sure, I can sew a pretty hem or two.
I bet she could help you. I bet, you know, see, maybe that's what she's hired for. And Will's like, I'm sorry, Rafina, under his brain cap. Under his brain cap. That's how I say in his head, under his brain cap. That's how I'm saying
that. Under his brain.
But he's looking at Rafina like, I'm sorry. His eyes are like, this is, but Will is really trying to butter this guy up. Rafina was probably partially why she was hired by your dad is to help you with your freaking awesome robes. Okay. You know, yeah, you're a wizard, right? Or something. You're magic. You're a magic guy. You can't be bothered making your own clothes. I know. I've had many awesome people make me some awesome clothes. I mean, my clothes are not an amazing robe, but come on. I know what clothes are about, man. You gotta have some nice robes, especially if you're gonna travel to the Amber Temple. Did I say travel?
And during this entire conversation, Rafina has finished the robe.
Yeah, there you go. She should. She should have a magic sewing stuff. Hey, she uses her spectral sewing machine to finish the robe.
Smashes into the chest repeatedly and suddenly out comes the robe.
I knew that thing would come in handy.
So come on, you need some new robes. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get you out of the house. You're going to go stay. Oh, fuck. I can't get you out of the house. You don't have anywhere to stay. We're going to get you. You're going to. I don't know what to do. Will just wants this guy out of the house so that Will can be in the house and we can figure out who killed the Baron. Because if this guy's in the house, Will is like, how are we gonna keep these bodies from smelling and making him go, are my mom and dad dead? Will's just trying to get him out. Like, go, let's get you prepared. You can go and stay at the Blue Water Inn. How about that? You know, I bet you have a lot of gold in this house, don't you? Somewhere your dad probably's got some gold. Do you have a bank in this town? Maybe a bank?
Bank? No.
No bank? Where does he keep his gold then?
I don't know. He gives me an allowance.
Allowance? You should be... Come on. You need more than allowance. Look at you! You magic man!
Did you do that robe? He points at the robe, Rafina.
Here you go. I put a few little extra frills on it. There's
Oh, okay.
You should have seen her hands. She was doing, it was like super duper fast.
I love it so much. It's amazing.
He takes it and he looks at it. He circles his hand around his head and he says, Invisibilio! And he goes invisible.
Ah!
And then suddenly a purple robe falls to the floor a minute later, next to where he was standing.
Oh no! No, no, no! Sir! Young man! Not my son. I forgot who I was playing for a second. Victor! No naked. Not naked. Wait.
I don't think he's naked, is he? Are you naked, young man?
He's invisible.
Oh, but the robes are okay.
And then suddenly a ratty purple robe with stars falls to the floor next to where he was standing.
It's not like the other cloak. It will keep him not naked, right?
It's not clear. I don't understand what you're asking. It is a full-length robe.
Oh, wait. I thought you said the robe. I'm sorry. I'm confused. You made yourself.
It's an invisibility cloak?
That's what I thought. It was the cloak that was an invisibility cloak, so... It somehow was clear now, and I'm very... I don't know what's going on anymore.
So you start jabbering on about
shut up,
naked man. Or not naked, and he suddenly reappears wearing this finely tailored red, deep red cloak.
And Will looks at Rafina, and he's like a little clap, like, very good.
Oh, thank you, and she curtsies prettily.
Will is very impressed.
So this purple robe, though, is raggedy, huh? I'd like to make a mental note of that.
Aww.
Okay. You note it mentally.
I do.
Soon to be forgotten.
No! Where am I?
That's amazing.
All right.
Okay.
Bathwack, did you come back in after pouring honey on the floor?
No, I'm still pouring it.
It's oozing out.
I think this would be the most amazing relic we've ever found if we can fill this entire room with honey. I'm saying that just watching it pour out on the ground.
It does pour out quite a lot, but if you just keep pouring it and pouring it, eventually after a little while, looks like there's maybe about, if you had to guess, I mean, it's all puddled on the floor. It's maybe about a gallon or so. It stops pouring out.
Oh.
another mystery solved.
Oh my god, there are probably no bees in Barovia too, you jerk! You just wasted all this precious honey!
Starts with a bee, Waka Waka.
Hopefully there are some other amazing things to pour on dent biscuits in these other corked things. Here, Link, I think you should have this.
Thank you. I take it back.
I'm going to give him the cork with the bee on it, too. Here you go.
Yeah, I put it back, and now I'm standing, like, waist deep in honey.
there's a gallon of honey on the floor. We probably both have honey all over it. Oh, well.
I'm going to go back to searching the room. This has been fruitful so far.
I'm going to go back in the other room and see what these guys are talking about.
All right. Bathwick, you go in as you see Victor appear suddenly in the middle of nowhere wearing a new robe. But Lank, you're going back to searching?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you going now?
I'm going to move down that little walkway. Where there were those, like, the two barrels, one on either side of the path.
Okay.
Going to start looking around in that area.
Cool. Roll a percentile die.
Oh, this is just the most exciting thing. 96.
Okay. In the crevice of a overstuffed armchair, you find this almost right away. It's under a shroud, but you kind of see something poking out between like the armrest and the seat cushion, and you pull out what looks to be some sort of wand.
Man, these people. Does anything happen when I pull it out, or just?
You're holding a wand.
Okay.
It is made of a dark, finely polished wood. There's some sort of filigree etched into the thicker end where you think you would handle it. Otherwise, you don't know.
All right. I guess rather than one thing at a time, I'll just sort of pocket it and keep looking.
Okay. Give me one more percentile roll.
So now I have a rod, a wand, a carafe.
Multi-spouted carafe.
30.
Okay. You pocket that. You are about to move past the chair, when underneath it you see, nestled against one of the legs of the chair, a heavy cloth bag. Almost like a pouch. It's not too large, but it seems to be holding something. If you pick it up, it weighs about... maybe about 2.5 pounds or so. And it seems to contain something, like, if you, like, pick it up, it, like, has a few things in it, sort of weighing it down. Not too heavy with inside. Little small things inside.
Can I take them out of the pouch?
Yeah. If you open it up, it looks like it contains, you paw through it a little bit, 9 beans.
9 beans.
Oh, now it's Jack and the Beanstalk. I love it.
But it's odd enough and out of place The bag is sort of a very fine, like, velvet cloth. You think these might have some significance.
Hmm. Any writing on the bag? Anything like that? Any symbols?
Well, the thread is, there's like gold thread work along the hem of the bag. But there's nothing on the front of it. If you look on the inside, though, in that same gold thread, there is like a vine with leaves on it, on the inside of the bag.
Like a picture or an actual, like one of the beans
is growing? like a picture. Okay. Etched in, like sewn into the inside of the bag with this gold thread.
I have quite a collection now.
You do.
Says Lank to himself.
All right. And back to the room inside. Bathwick, you see this transformation take shape in front of you. And Victor's wearing his robe. He says, so when we go to the temple, are you going to come? He says to you, Bathwick, as you come in the door.
Hey, Will, how far away is the temple?
You know, since I'm from Barovia, it's about...
It's a couple days' walk.
Oh, you know how to get there?
Mm-hmm. It's not easy. We're all gonna go. We're going tomorrow, after you guys sleep.
All right, out of character. What are we doing? Are we actually going there tomorrow?
So...
What?
It sounds like our choice is... We either someone has to look at those markings on the floor and decide whether or not stepping in that circle is going to kill us.
Yeah, which I won't be able to determine. I don't know that crap. Oh, man.
Or we don't go we don't go that way and we take this kid somewhere else.
Or we shake him.
But I don't know. I mean, we haven't found any hint that any hint of the artifact we're looking for.
How do we get him at, not to notice that his parents have been murdered?
That's the thing. I was trying to get him out of this freaking house. And I don't understand. I don't really know what the heck this key to Petrovna's grave thing is. He just doesn't seem to know anything. And Petrovna's...
Well, she's dead now.
Yeah.
I guess.
Who else did he teleport? He teleported two other
Joseph
people?
Joseph and Melody?
Yes.
Melanie,
yeah. And they were staff, right?
You kind of got that sense. He said there's only two other servants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, basically we need to get him out of here. We need to destroy the circle and pretend that we didn't destroy it. Like, and be like, oh, it's still up there, don't worry. We need to get him out of here. He's a nuisance, he's weird, and he needs to go. I guess we could try to make him teleport himself. Or we can try to take this plot hook that the dungeon master is making us go to the Amber Temple.
It's dangling, yeah.
I don't know what the heck. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we do have to find the...
Do you think the purple... we should inspect his robe. Is there a... It looked like faded purple. Is that his original robe?
It was purple with white stars in it.
Yeah, is there any... Is there
anything he's missing?
We should look to see if there's anything missing.
Well, it's very good. Remember I said I was making a mental note?
Yeah.
Don't we have a piece of it? Somebody took a piece of it. Lank, I think you reserved it.
I had found it. I'm not sure if I still have it. Let's say I am the one who still has it. I still have it.
I think you were. So can we do a discreet compare? I mean, obviously he seems really not clued into what's going on. And he doesn't seem to recognize anything about the coffin maker or... Linsky or any of those other threads, so...
And he wasn't surprised to see his father up and about.
Yeah, that's what's weird. It's like, unless he's insane, he's...
Well, he doesn't seem to be all there.
I mean, Rafina, you could take it since you were all, clothing stuff that I was fixing. You could be like, I'll fix this, and then go out and take it to Lank.
If he's just facing the other direction, we can just whip it out and put it next to his robe and...
I could distract him. I don't know if Will is thinking about the robe right now. That's the thing. I don't think Will thinks that this guy killed them. So maybe he's dumb, but
he's done some bad magic or something. Like,
yeah, that's what I was wondering if something went awry.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Things smelled like sulfur, right? Wait, remind me, where exactly was the purple? It was in the claws of a dead person.
It was in the Baron's hand.
The Baron's hand. So I think that somebody should get the Will is talking to this guy, but I don't think Will is going. That's what I'm only saying, that he doesn't suspect it, not so that you don't investigate it. I'm saying that because he's not going to have the inclination to take the robe and go check it out. So I think that if you think Rafina would, you should take it or get the piece from Lank, or take the robe out to Lank or something, because Will's going to still be talking to this guy. You know, we don't have to actually do the talking or whatever, but Will can chat it up with this guy while you do that.
Okay. Lank, are you back in the room now yet?
I'm still rummaging.
You're rummaging. Okay, so I'm gonna slip out of the room and ask Lank, I need that little piece of purple, that purple fabric.
I begin looking through my accumulated wealth, and it's all sticky now with honey. And I pry the piece of cloth out of my pocket and hand it over to Rafina. And then I can't let go.
Like Chevy Chase after putting up the tree.
Yeah. A little full, a lot of sap.
And so finally we threads of honey are stretching out between us. Thanks. And you.
Thanks, and you.
Oh, you know, this is out of character, but we if we want to clear the house, we could suggest he teleports the two other servants. But Batak would never suggest that.
But his parents are still we hid them.
Yeah.
Start bringing them everybody. Bringing everybody up to him that you're like, what do we do with this person?
Yeah. Bring Henrik up there. Why don't you try it on this guy? Will would totally do that.
I really feel like he must have had something to do with Henrik, but he doesn't seem to know what we're talking about.
I don't think this guy, that's Katie and Will, I don't think thinks this guy has anything to do with it, but compare it. Can she compare it?
Go back into the room?
I'm going back into the room. Crouch down like
I'm... Do I have to distract him while she's doing that?
What are you saying to him?
Keep talking.
Oh, shit. All right. And he's looking at Rafina do this and assuming that she needs him to... I mean, is Rafina gesturing somehow, like, distract him? And he's like, all right, I don't... Sure. Victor. Victor.
Do you guys have, like, warm clothes and stuff? Or, like, magic warmth?
Oh, we are prepared. Don't you even worry. You really want to go, don't you?
Well, you said we're going.
Yeah, we are going. We are going. But, you know, it's a big journey and we've got a lot of stuff going on.
That's why we got to start.
Right. What else would Will talk about? He's just talking about... Where does your dad... I mean, where would your dad keep his money? Like, don't... You probably need some more money for your journey, I'm thinking.
What do we need money for?
Journeying. It costs money to journey. And also, eating, sleeping places.
Well, the cook will make us food.
Supplies. The cook?
Yeah.
What cook?
The cook.
The cook.
In the kitchen.
But here's the thing. There's a lot of us, and we might want to stop someplace. You want to travel in style. Stop at some places, eat some good stuff, not just... pack tuna fish sandwiches. You want to stop at a...
The cats all look up, interested.
They like wolf steak sandwiches.
Okay, see, but you know what? I think that means that you might, Mr. Magic, you want to get some more tastes in the world.
And as Will starts listing off different types of food that he might like.
Rafina is tiptoeing.
Yep. And shrimp gumbo. All right.
Then what does she find? She's comparing the two colors.
The one that is laying on the floor, the parts of which that are the cleanest look like it could be maybe the same color. This scrap, though, does seem cleaner than the robe itself. The one you have that Lang found does have a hem on it. And if you find, you do find a little piece of hem that's left on the bottom of this one. And the hem itself is a bit of a, it's a different thickness. Mm-hmm. The one on the floor is a thicker hem. This one is a thinner hem. So if you had to guess, you don't think they are the same. That this scrap is from this garment.
Okay. So much for that. Okay. And I stand up and wink at Will. with both eyes.
And also, we need money for...
Will, you get a whiff of honey.
Ugh, what? You smell like honey, weirdo.
It's the other guy. That other dwarf.
Whose name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah, whoever that guy is. But yeah, he's still pressuring him about the money. Will wants to know where money is.
I don't know where the money is.
You don't know where his money is?
No.
I guess we'll have to ask him. Shrug. He's dead.
What?
I didn't actually say that. It just sucks because Will's like, great, now I don't know where to look. I feel like he's looked in a lot of places in this house. And you don't have a bank, you said. No banks. In this wonderful town. I'm just kidding. It's stupid. I can say it's stupid to you. Yeah, we're stupid Barovia buddies.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's get the hell out of Barovia. Okay. This place is stupid.
Well, I'm going to go sleep. Where do we meet up tomorrow?
I think you should sleep out of this house, though, because I think your dad...
No, I sleep in my room.
Oh, no, but you can't sleep in your room. No, here's the thing. There's this old... It's an old legend about luck, and it's the night before a journey. You can't sleep in your shitty attic. You've got to sleep.
I don't sleep up here.
Where do you sleep?
I thought you said this was your room.
No, I sleep in my bedroom.
Wait a second.
We thought this was study.
This is my study. Okay.
You don't sleep in a study. Wait, you sleep in a bedroom.
You go through your parents' bedroom to come up to your study?
Well, this is the way, that's how you go to the attic.
Will just is like, yeah.
Sometimes they're making noises and moving
right,
around.
Right, exactly. Will's like, this sounds a little creepy.
Sometimes daddy lays on top of mom.
Oh, stop. Oh, God. And they just lay there. That's it. That's the whole story. They're just laying there.
Sometimes daddy lays on the floor and he's dead.
But like Will's like, yeah, it's. But I'm not your attic. I mean your house. You know, the night before a trip, it's gonna bring you good luck if you don't stay in your own home. Got to stay in a new place.
All right, where do I?
Blue Water Inn. It's the only place I know, but it's filled with good luck.
Yeah, we need to start this journey now.
Yeah.
No, but okay, but. Okay.
What?
But if
you want to do the circle first?
So I'm saying this as an aside to Bathwack.
Bathwack, we have got to find the key to Petrovna's grave before we leave.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too, but it's not coming up. We're not figuring it out. I don't know how to do this.
Let's go back to Lank.
Should we just transport some of the dolls for fun?
Everybody get as many dolls as you can. Drop your swords, drop everything, your armor. Doll time.
Dollies.
It's doll time. What are you doing, Lank?
I'm just rummaging.
All right, still rummaging.
And sticking to things. Although now I'm probably so covered with dust that I'm not sticky anymore.
Aw, yuck.
All right, roll a percentile die.
Oh, yes. That would be 80.
Oh. So you are rummage king. You're starting to really get a sense and an eye for things that stick out and are able to pass over some of the... you're, like, clambering over stuff. You are covered in dust. There's actually, you have no idea, there's a pretty large spider clinging to your back at one point for a while. It, like, starts skittering up, and it gets, like, up to, like, the edge of your armor, right up to your neck, and it looks like it's about to bite you, and then suddenly you, like, turn and slide down the back of, like, an overturned sofa, and it squishes itself on your back.
Ew.
You have no idea. You're all over everything. You're still finding junk, junk, junk. You've basically made your way almost back to the door, where on a crate Right next to the path, right by the door, you see a finely carved box, maybe out of, it's like a stained mahogany or something like that. And on the top of it, in a fine script, is burned in the name Petrovna.
Let's give this old box a little open.
All right.
Says lying to himself.
As soon as you touch the box, you hear an ethereal female voice in your head. And it says, in a whisper, it says, "There is a grave to the west, with roses that never die, in a place built by healers, in a village called Kresk. When all turns to darkness, touch this holy symbol to the grave to summon the light and find a treasure long lost." And you open the box, and inside...
Before I open the box, he just has his hand on there, the voice has just faded, and he says to himself, "I really hope that's written down somewhere." And then he opens the box.
Inside the box, on top, there is a piece of printer paper, and printed out, there is that exact note.
Little dot matrix with the little side thing, yeah.
It's in Comic Sans.
Yay.
It's favorite font.
And Lang's like, oh, good, here it is. Yes. All right.
But at the end, there's a little emoticon smiley. And then underneath that, nestled in some crushed velvet, there is a holy symbol, as referenced by this speech in the note. Looks like maybe another symbol to the Morning Lord. Not nearly as ornate and fancy as the one that Bathwack has that seems to have special magical abilities, but definitely a sun-based holy symbol of some kind.
Sweet. Hmm.
All right. I'm going to, I think, put the note back in the box and take the whole box.
Cool. Lank now can't move with all the stuff he's carrying. So, what about the rest of you? All right, do you have a room? Can I stay in your room?
Oh, Victor, yeah. Says to you. You can totally stay in my personal room. I will totally give it to you. I have a private room. You can have it.
Okay.
Yes! I'm so glad I have a private room! Woohoo!
We all have private rooms this time, don't we?
I don't think there are only two private rooms.
Oh, that's right.
They're shared private rooms.
They're common private rooms. It's just, okay. Well, let's... Are we going to go sleep so we can then go?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, we're totally all going to go sleep. That's what we're doing. Oh, God, and Will's like, okay, we got to get him down without him I hope I cleaned everything very well. And
we could fly him out a window.
Yeah, Well, I want to stay in the house. Will's going to stay in this house.
That's weird.
Well, that's where he's gonna. That's why.
Well, you say yes. So as soon as you say that, he moves past all of you. He has his book clutched to his chest.
Okay, the one that I gave him,
no,
or the other.
You didn't
one?
Give him one.
Oh, I didn't.
You
Aww.
Just showed them. Yeah, poor you were guy. Like, look at these books. Look at these books. You just waved them at him.
Yeah.
You said very convincingly, "These are magic books." Mm-hmm. No, the book that he has been learning from. And then he leaves the study and walks out into the attic and heads back towards the path. He walks past you, Lank, burdened down by countless artifacts, and then heads down the ladder.
Good. Will's kind of like chasing after him because he's like, oh God, what if he notices his parents aren't in the bed? What if he's noticing? He's like running after this guy, making sure he gets through the house. Without
trying to distract him on the way.
Yeah.
All right. So you go down the ladder after him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. What about the rest of you?
I'll follow carrying my treasures.
Mm-hmm. Bathwack, Rafina.
Lank's not going to tell us what he found.
I'm not going to tell you with the guy right there. I will certainly tell you once the guy's not there.
What aren't you going to tell them? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I guess it's bedtime. Let's all head back to the inn or wherever we're going or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't slept in weeks.
Yes. Let's indeed feel that way.
Nice.
All right. Bathwack, you're going along too?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You all head down. Will, you're right behind Victor, almost stepping on his hands as he makes his way down the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even look like he looks at the bed. Mm-hmm. He just turns and heads out the room and mm-hmm. into the hallway.
And Will's like, oh, and there's another guy that's with us, so don't be alarmed. He's at the front door. I don't know which door you're heading out. Don't be scared. Another guy. He looks like this, and he just is talking because I don't remember what exactly Nick looks like. Sandy hair. You know, we're all going to see him. We'll go. Don't worry. Just don't worry.
Okay.
Can you just turn into him?
Yeah, turn into Nick.
I don't know if I want to show him that I can do that right now because
he's impressed by your magic.
He is, but I don't really want to make him.
Oh, I see. Know that you could do that particular.
Yeah, not right now.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He goes down the hallway where the dogs were lying in their final resting place. Not final. I guess that's the wherever
their latest.
The privy.
They're in the privy right now.
Their penultimate resting place. And then he heads left towards the front of the house, along the gallery. Looks like he's maybe headed toward the front stairs, unless he's going to stop anywhere else.
Okay.
I'm going to assume you're all following along, unless you all would want to do something.
Yeah, I'm following along.
I think we're all ready to get out of this house.
it's creepy here.
Goes down the stairs, and...
Do we want to leave by a different route? I mean...
Also, what about the guy in the doll room?
Yeah, he's just in there. He's going to starve to death. I'm not leaving, by the way. I'm literally... Will is not leaving.
Do you say that to people?
Well, I don't know when I'm going to be able to say it, but I could pull
right now,
somebody
Victor
aside.
Is heading towards the front of the house along the hallway on the upper level of the house.
Okay.
You're behind him. Lank followed you, and Rafina and Bathwack are following Lank.
Okay.
So you can tell us now, I guess.
If no one objects, I'm going to let that guy out of Isaac's room.
I object.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to be able to... Can you move the desk if you want to... Are we just going to leave him there? That seems wrong.
No, well, but you should move the desk. Oh, God. Is anyone going to take care of this jerk? We need to put him somewhere, though. He can't be in here, but he can't get out. He knows we've been here. He's going to tell everyone everything. Crap.
Yeah, this is the problem.
You need one of those Men in Black flashy things.
Right, exactly. Like, Will's like, well, the thing is, like, as long as somebody...
Do we have anything we can bribe him with?
Well, we have money, but Will's not willing to do that. Will would rather kill him.
Well, I figured. Hmm.
Yeah. But the guy is evil. Like, Will's... We're gonna have this discussion again. The guy would have let everybody in the town get killed by vampires.
Well, that's... we don't know what the story is. Like, we just don't feel like we have the full story.
That's what I feel like I have. He said that he was hiding these vampires because a nobleman asked him to, because the nobleman promised him business, because the vampires would kill people. So, and he's the coffin maker.
Okay.
The guy is bad news. Yeah. So, like, Will's like, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. It's like, well, I guess, you know what? Maybe it's not that unfortunate. You guys are all going to leave. Will just kills the guy and nobody has to think about him anymore. Oh my God.
Are we sure there's no other use for him for us?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not moving the table. I'm just going to leave.
Okay. So, Victor makes his way down the stairs. And you hear Nick go, huh? Who are you?
Nick. Shh. Everybody be quiet. There's
you're
still servants
wake up
asleep.
People.
You round the stairs and you see Nick with his rapier pointed at Victor.
Will's like, no, it's all good. He's good. He's going to go stay at the Blue Water. He's the son of the mayor.
Okay.
And he is a very powerful wizard. Very powerful.
Nick's eyes widen. He just goes, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Treat him with respect. Yeah.
Are we leaving?
Most of us are.
Oh, who's staying?
Me! Me, I'm staying. I'm going to stay because I got to get paid. That's what. Because if this wizard guy's around, he's not going to say that he's going to stay there. But I got to get where I'm going to get the money from the Baron. You guys go on ahead.
The Baron's dead.
What? Nick, did you really say that?
Yeah?
No,
what
no,
are you
no.
talking about?
Okay, no, no, no. The Baron isn't dead. That's so silly, Nick. And he does this behind the wizard's shoulder. No.
But the wizard's already on his way, right?
He's down there.
Yeah,
like
he's
at the
down
front
there.
Door.
Yeah.
Oh, he's. Oh, I thought he was like circling the house. Sorry.
Okay, says Nick.
Nick, you stay behind, and I will. You get the money from the Baron with me while everybody else goes to the Blue Water Inn.
Okay. So you guys. He turns to Rufina, Lank, Bathwick. You guys are going with this guy to the inn, and Will and I are staying here.
Will hadn't really told us he was staying, but sure.
I'm happy to go back to the inn.
Yeah, that sounds comfortable. Yes, let's do that.
All right. Victor kind of just like edges around Nick to the front door, and just unlocks it and opens it and walks out.
Is he moving out of earshot?
If you let him. It looks like he's continuing. He knows where the Blue Water Inn. He lives here, so he doesn't look like he's waiting.
Nick, there's some unfinished business in Isaac's room. Maybe you can work with Will.
Okay. Sure. We can do whatever we need to. I'm assuming you have a plan, Will.
I wasn't thinking about that guy, but basically, what we had said before. Wait, or did I ever actually say my plan out loud? I think I did several times.
Becoming the Baron.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. So, you know, the whole idea of me, we got to figure out who killed the Baron. It wasn't this guy. This is their son. Will fills Nick in on all of the stuff. The guy is the son and all that stuff. That he doesn't know that his mother and father are dead. So don't say anything like that. I was his father. He says all the stuff that just happened. He fills him in, so
okay.
I don't have to say that
That's
all
fine.
Again.
No, we have to. I'm going to replay the episode, but record it so that.
fills him in, and he's like, so, you know, but I think that it's still a good idea. No, no, we don't want to find out who killed the Baron. He whispers that just in case the Victor is.
It's his ear right at the door.
Yeah. No? Well. Will's like, well, I'm doing that. I guess everyone else wants to go to the Amber Palace or whatever. Amber Temple? Amber, what is it?
Temple.
Yeah, so we think we're going to do that. Though plans might change. You know how these things happen.
Well, do we stay here right now while you get that guy over to the inn, or?
What? I'll go with Victor.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't even saying that you had to stay with me. I was really just going to try to fill you in. That's why I was saying for you
so
to
you're
stay
just
here. You don't have
here.
To stay here. I can just stay here, unless somebody wants to stay with me. I can stay here.
I'll stay with you, if you want. You need backup?
Might be a good idea. You know, when the servants wake up.
You're going to have to turn back into the Baron.
I mean, that's fine. I can do that, but whoever stays with me has to be able to, be cool with that. We have to figure out a way. Why are they here? You know what I mean? Why is the other person who stays with me what it could be anybody as long as we have an explanation. It's Rufina because we need a short person in the house for good luck. We caught a leprechaun.
And you can't change other people, right?
I can't. Yeah. I have like a disguise kit. I could disguise someone else, but I don't know how good at lying anyone is, you know, in terms of, like, whether they want to place... just in terms of my character, he's, you know, this is his bag, is pretending to be other people and lying and all that stuff. So if somebody else is fine with... I mean, Nick could just be a guard, but he is the DM, so that's kind of boring. Somebody else could stay because it's... fun, or they can all leave and Katie is just doing this stupid plan by herself.
I'm mostly concerned about resting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sucksy. That's the sucksy.
It does sucksy.
That's the sucky thing is because, like, my character doesn't need as much rest as everyone else. He needs to sleep, obviously, I guess, as probably the rules of just biology. But his spells, I only get like 2 spells a fight. It's ridiculous, but it's because they regenerate every couple hours. If I rest for an hour or something, or rest for 2 hours, something like that, I get them back. So, yeah.
I feel like someone needs to stay with Victor because he's only been outside to dig up cat skeletons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somebody should stay with him, even if it's just so we know what the heck he's up to.
He's doing. Yeah, there's something off with Victor and those dolls.
What is it?
She means the children in the corner.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, he's weird.
Different dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, says Nick, who's staying with Will? Anybody?
You don't have to, Will says very loudly. He screams it. No.
You don't have to!
But he's like, I'm definitely not asking. You don't have to. Nobody has to feel like they have to stay here. But if somebody does come to kill the Baron, they will be killing me. So, in case any of you care, if you come back tomorrow and there's a dead Will, it's because of that. I'll try to clutch some other garment of theirs so you have more pieces to guess who it is.
Make sure it's the same level of dirtiness.
Okay.
So it's easy to compare.
I'll cover myself with honey and it'll all stick to me. I'll just take their whole outfit as they attack me and then they'll run away and they'll be naked. So look for the naked guy tomorrow when I'm dead, okay? Case closed.
Glad we had this talk.
It's a brilliant plan.
It's the best plan.
No flaws whatsoever.
I mean, like, out of character, like, it's just my idea. I guess, like, I feel like we're supposed to find out who the heck killed...
Yeah.
...them. But now this guy wants to zoom... Like, that's what my concern is, like... I mean, I know that Eric doesn't like to railroad. I think he's dangling a plot hook, but I think that we are not obligated to take it. My concern is that if we go, he said it was a couple days travel to the Amber Temple. By the time we come back, people are going to know that the Baron is dead and it's going to be more complicated to find out who killed him. I think that this plan could be pretty simple because whoever has a reaction or whoever, we'll find out in the morning if whoever killed the Baron sends up some kind of alert. Can I tell you my honest thought? And this is also brewing in Will's head because he has this letter from the lady and he has the information that the priest told him. And Will thinks politically. He is suspecting that the lady that is a noblewoman who doesn't like the Baron might have something to do with this. That is my suspicion and Will's suspicion. You guys remember it all. Lady Fiona Wachter, I believe was her name. I have that in the Google document. There was a letter when Lank and Will and Goran were in Barovia, the town of Barovia, there was this family that left. They had been given their child to the lady who made meat pies.
Oh, right.
And they fled Barovia village. And when we went into their house to figure out what the heck was going on there, Will found a letter that said something about some great... It was a very evil letter from a lady in Valaki. And I believe we determined that the letter, or at least I suspect... Did we determine it? Oh, shit. I guess we didn't determine it. Eric is shaking his head. So we didn't determine that the letter is necessarily from this lady, but that's what I'm guessing. Lady Fiona Wachter, and the letter was from the lady. And they're loyal to Strahd. And we found that out from the priest. And in the letter that I have, it was like talking about gathering people to be part of the dark side or something like that. So Will's suspicion, and this is Katie also geeking out over whenever we're not playing and I'm thinking about what could be going on in the game. And Will is always thinking deception and political stuff, political maneuvers and stuff like that. So he's like, when he gets a second to think, he's going to be like, I wonder if this murder has something to do with this lady who has very obviously, to the priest, we heard this from the priest, it is obvious that she doesn't think the Baron should be the Baron. And she thinks, I think that she should be the mayor of Valaki or whatever, the burgomaster, or that her family should be ruling it or something like that. So I'm wondering if this is somehow politically motivated. I still don't know why Blinsky would be involved or anything like that, but that is I don't know. That's just what I think Will might start be thinking along the lines of. I think Will is wondering if Blinsky is some kind of pawn, whether be it from spells or from threats or something like that. So anyway, saying all of that, that is why I am, Will is like very motivated. And if you guys don't want to do this, I can, we can, you know.
I think it should be done. I agree that it would probably be easier to do it now rather than after some crazy trip. We can also, if possible, try to divert this kid so that we don't actually go right away. Or I wish we could set him up with some magician so that they have like,
yeah,
they can go chat for a while or something.
Will pretends to be a magician as well, and he holds the kid in one room and he's like, let me do these lessons, woo! And then he goes in the other room and he's the Baron, and it becomes an episode of Three's Company or something, and he's just like
the sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, he's Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was a run by beating.
Exactly. But I don't want to be annoying. I'm just like, I've been thinking about this like all week. I've been thinking about this murder all week.
I'm super nervous about not having rested. That's the only thing.
Oh yeah, no, everybody should sleep. It's just about who's gonna if anyone is going to stay with Will.
I nominate Bathwack.
Because we're besties.
How are you gonna explain what I am?
Probably go back and get cleaned up.
Well, he was invited for dinner. What's the big deal?
If you really want me to stay, could make it work.
I mean, Will would be glaring angrily at Bathwack and be like, why are you the one staying? Out of all of these people, you're the one. I'm not going to have my burgomaster ass dragged up and down the stairs here. I'm the mayor.
burgomaster ass.
So Bathwick, you're going to stay with Will? You're going to keep him safe?
I believe that's how the lots were cast.
Right. Well, I guess we should go. Victor's probably like halfway to the inn by now. And Lank probably is too.
Yep.
I'm sure that Victor stopped along the way to find some cat bones. I'm sure we'll pick him up on the way.
All right.
Well, I was going to go back to the kitchen and look for some honey. I feel bad about pouring out all blanks.
All right. You head back to the kitchen, and Will stays behind as well, and the rest of the party heads out down the streets. The middle of the night, no things around. It's very quiet, misty, damp.
Like a chocolate, like damp, a wet, running cake.
Yes.
It's just like a, oh yeah, pie. Damn it. It was a pie.
Like a damp cake.
Damp like a cake.
pie!
noodle soup. noodle soup.
All right. You catch up to Victor soon before you get to the Blue Water Inn. And as you go in, the lights are still on, oddly enough. And you go into the main room. And there's Davian and Irwin there. And they're sitting up. When you open the door, they look up suddenly and look over at you. And Irwin stands up. And he says, oh, there you are. I don't know why he's out of breath.
He stood up.
Yeah.
He's very out of breath.
There you are. I didn't know where you went. Come quick. It's Irina. Something's happened to her.
Oh, no.
Not her other arm.
No.
He rushes you up the stairs, up to where some of you had been there. It's to Rictavio's room. He's waiting outside, and
wait, she's with Rictavio?
He's standing outside the room. He's actually sitting. There's a chair outside. And you go in. Irwin's wife is in there. I don't remember her name right now. You can edit that in later.
Irwin's wife.
Doesn't matter.
Wait, Irwin doesn't... Oh,
the one you talked to and one... No.
No.
You asked her how...
Cares.
About
Josephine,
her... How she became...
Josette. I don't remember who cares.
Extremely personal questions about how she was made a were-raven.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Anyway.
The naked one?
No.
No, not the naked
not
one.
Not the naked one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lank. The hopeful naked one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, can't win them all.
And she's sitting by Irina's side. And you go up and it looks like Irina is sleeping on the bed. But the main thing you notice, She has her remaining arm sort of crossed over her stomach. But where the other arm was lacking, you see out of the stump where her arm was.
What?
You see a small vestigial, looks like a tiny, like, shrunken arm.
Ew.
Growing from the stump.
What?
And it's jet black.
No! Ew! No! Ew! That's disgusting! And wrong!
That's awesome.
No! I
love that that's Will's reaction walking into the room. It's like, no, no. Whatever you're doing, no.
He's not even there.
That's
not
Katie. There. That's Katie.
That's just me.
And that's where we're going to end.
Will reflexively,
of course,
reflexively amputates it.
I wish I was there, because I would. It's just wrong. Oh, my God. Oh, that's gross. Ew.
Yeah. And she's asleep?
Yeah.
Or she's...
As far as you can tell, she's asleep. We haven't gotten to any medical checks or anything like that.
Oh, my
no pulse taking.
God. What?
I do not approve of any of this.
She's Izek. Like, ew. Like, Izek. That's an Izek arm. Like, did he give her his baby arm that he grows somewhere on his body? Ew, is he like a pod person? Is he like he has spores that are just arms? He's gonna plant one on you guys next. Good thing I stayed at the mayor's house. Ha ha. Gross.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.